Well, John, here we are, our 28th show. And this show is going to be unlike any other show we've had before. But first, why don't you tell them what's the name of our program?
Well, listeners, this is our tribute to Medjugorje, the Medjugorje Experience. It's been 30 years since Mary allegedly appeared, and we've just wanted to dedicate today's show to her. And we have several segments of the show that will be just great for you to hear. First of all,
we have a new format just for this show, especially for the show. We're going to have a special feature with Ivanka, who appeared at the Blessed Sacrament Church several weeks ago. And we're going to have her tell her story when she first met the Blessed Mother.
And then we're going to move over to the 30th anniversary at St. Paul's in Old Brookville. And we interview people whose lives were touched by their Medjugorje experience. And we're going to start with Al Barbarino.
And Al's going to sing a great song that he himself wrote. As a matter of fact, I understand it's the only song he ever wrote. Maestro.
Thank you. Jesus, I believe this, just as though I see.
Well, John, I had the distinct honor of being at the Blessed Sacrament when Ivanka was talking, and I taped her talk. Let's hear what she has to say.
Ko sam ja sada da ovdje stojim pred vama i što vam ja mogu reći?
Who am I that I can stand here before you today? And what shall I say to you?
To se evo 30 godina pitam, svake minute u svome životu.
And for 30 years now, I have been asking myself these questions every moment of every day.
Bože, zašto si izabrao mene?
God, why have you chosen me?
Zašto si mi dao ovu ogromnu, ogromnu milost?
Why have you given me this immense grace?
A isto tako ogromnu, ogromnu odgovornost.
But in the same way, an immense responsibility.
Ovdje pred vama ljudima koji ste sada na ovoj zemlji.
It is a responsibility before all of you people who are on this earth right now.
A isto tako jednoga dana kada gore dođe pred vama.
And it is also a responsibility that day that I come before God in heaven.
Ovo sam sve prihvatila što mi je dano.
I have accepted everything that is given to me.
Ali samo je molim da mi daš snage da idem onim putem kojim traži od mene.
But I only pray that I receive the strength to continue on the path that has been chosen for me.
Kada smo Gospod pitala zašto je nas izabrala šestero.
Once the six visionaries, we asked Our Lady, why has she chosen us?
Ona se nasmijesla i rekla da uvijek ne traži najbolje.
And she smiled and answered, I do not always look for the best.
Zato mogu vam reći da sam isti smrtnik, isti čovjek kao što ste vi ovdje.
And so I can truly tell you that I am an ordinary mortal, just like all of you.
I mogu vam reći da je vidjeti Gospod na predivu.
And I can tell you that to see Our Lady with my eyes, it is a beautiful thing.
Ali vidjeti samo očima, ne osjetiti je u srcu i umoliti, od toga nema.
But to only see her with your eyes, and to not feel her in your heart and in your prayer, nothing can come from this.
Isto tako vam mogu vam reći da je moja molitva ista kao i vaša.
I can also tell you that my prayer is the same as your prayer.
Moja blizina Bogu je ista kao i vaša.
And my closeness to God is the same as your closeness to God.
Sve ovisi o meni sama, a isto tako o vama.
It all depends on myself, and also, in the same way, it all depends on you.
Ja vam samo ovdje mogu posvjedočiti kao živi svjedok.
I can only witness to you here tonight as a living witness.
Da je Bog živ, da je On tu među nama.
That God is alive and that He is here among us.
Da se On nije udalio od nas.
He has not gone away from us.
Već nismo se ljudi udalili od njega.
But we people have gone away from Him.
A Gospa je toliko, draga majka, da nas toliko voli, da ne želi nas ostaviti.
But Our Lady is such a dear, dear mother. That she does not ever want to leave us. She never wants to leave us alone.
I pokazuje nam put da ne lutamo drugim putem, već nam pokazuje pravi put.
She is showing us the true path so that we would not get lost on some other path.
Ja vam mogu reći, 81. bila sam djevojčica kao svaka djevojčica od 15 godina.
I can tell you that in 1981, I was a young girl just like any other young girl, 15 years old.
Iako dolazim iz kršćanske obitelji, ali nikada nisam čula da se Gospa negdje ukazala da se može ukazati.
Although I was raised in a Christian family, I had never heard before that the Blessed Mother had appeared to anyone, or that this was even possible.
24.6. Jedna obična žena mi je promijenila život.
But on the 24th of June, 1981, a very ordinary walk changed my entire life.
Moja obitelj te godine živjela u Mostaru, a Mirjana je u Sarajevu.
In that year, my family was living in the town of Mostar. And my friend Mirjana, her family was living in the city of Sarajevo.
Kada završi škola, mi smo dolazili na Vukovar.
So when the school year was finished, we would return to the village of Međugorje, back to our homes.
I to poslijepodne smo se mi prve našle čekajući drugu djecu da nam dođu.
So that afternoon of June 24th, 1981, my friend Mirjana and I met in the field waiting for other children to gather.
Jednostavno pričali smo kao svake druge djevojčice od te dobi.
And we had a very regular conversation, just like any girls at that age would.
Čekajući njih, dosadilo nam je i pošli smo prema kućama.
And as we were waiting for the other children to come, we grew tired and decided to walk back to our homes.
Danas ne znam zašto se moja glava okrenula prema brdu.
To this day, I do not know why my head was drawn to turn toward the hillside.
I odakle mi prva vijest da kažem, to je gozd.
And why did I automatically say, this is Our Lady.
Kada sam gurla Mirjana i rekla, gledaj gore je Gospa.
I nudged my friend Mirjana and I said, look up, it's Our Lady.
Ona nije gledala samo i rekla, ma koje gluposti pričaš, kakva Gospa.
But she did not look up and she only said to me, what are you talking about? What do you mean, Our Lady?
I ja sam tada ušutila i krenuli smo dalje prema kućama.
And so I remained quiet and we continued on our way home.
I kod prvi puta smo susreli Milku, Marinu sestru koja je pošla po oci.
Near the first homes on the outskirts of the village, we met up with Milka. She was Maria's sister, who was going out to look for some sheep.
Ja ne znam što je ona vidjela na mom licu.
I do not know what she could see in my face.
Sam ja pitala Ivanka, što se dogodilo, kako to izgleda?
But she asked me, Ivanka, what's happening to you? Why do you look like that?
I nas smo se sve prebratile natrag.
The three of us returned to the spot.
I isto se vidjela što je.
And those three saw the same thing that I saw.
Čaka je bilo i molice, i pjesme, i suza.
And at that time, I remember that we were praying and singing and crying.
Među vremenu je naišla Vicka i vidjela se nešto s nama čutno događa.
In the meantime, a girl named Vicka came along and could see that something was happening with us.
Kada smo mi rekli da vidimo Gospu, ona je sizala i potrčala prema kućama.
When we told her that we could see Our Lady, she took off her shoes and ran home.
I tada je sustrala dva Ivana i ispričala što nas tri vidimo.
On her way, she met up with two boys named Ivan and told them what was happening.
I njih su troje došli k nama.
And the three of them returned to that spot.
I isto vidjeli što imali.
And they also saw what we were seeing.
Možda je Gospa stara 400-600 metara od nas.
Our Lady was standing about 400 to 600 meters from us.
I zvala nas rukom prema sebi.
And she was motioning to us with her hand to come closer.
Ali iako nas je bilo više, strah je prevladao, se nismo usudili ići
gore. But even though there were now more of us, we were still too afraid to go closer.
Ja sad ne znam koliko smo mi tu vremena bili.
I do not know how long we stayed at that spot.
Samo znam da su neki otišli svojim kućama, a nekoliko nas je letao u prvu kuću gdje se slavio imendan, Sveti Ivan.
But I do remember that some of us went back to our own homes, while the rest of us went into that very first home we came to, in which the adults were gathered around the table celebrating the feast of St. John the Baptist.
I sjećam da smo uvetri u tu kuću uplakani i uplašeni i rekli smo da smo vidjeli Gospu.
And I remember that we burst into that home full of fear and tears and excitement and we said, We have seen Our Lady.
Sjećam se da su na tome stolu bile jabuke s kojim su nas gađali.
And I remember that there was a bowl of apples on that table. And those adults started to throw the apples at us.
I govorili su nam, jeste li vi normalni, ne možete to više nikome reći. Pješte svojim kusima, nemojte s time igrati.
And they said to us, are you normal, have you gone mad? What are you saying? Don't repeat this to anyone, go straight back to your homes.
Kada sam došla kući, baki, brat i sestri sam ispričala što sam vidjela.
When I returned to my own home, I told my grandmother, brother and sister what I had seen.
Kada sam to rekla, brat i sestri su me ismijavali i dali se sami.
But when I said it, my brother and sister began to tease me and laugh at me.
Baka rekla, to nije moguće, to vjerovatno neko se dao.
And my grandmother said, this is not possible. Someone must have been watching over their sheep on the hillside.
Do dan danas me noć nije bila duža.
And to this day, there has not been a longer night in my life.
Samo sam sebe preispitivala, što se sa mnom događa? Sam ja to vidjela što sam vidjela.
I was asking myself all that night, what's happening to me? Am I normal? Have I gone crazy? Have I really seen this?
Jer kome smo god starijem rekli su da to nije moguće.
Because any adult that we talked to told us this is not possible.
A tu večer i već sutra nam se pročuo glas u okolnim selima. I ljudi su stizali posle podne na tom mjestu.
But that evening and the following day, word had spread around the village and to neighboring villages, and people were starting to gather that afternoon.
I sjećam se da me baka držala za ruku i rekla, što je god gore, ali ti ne ideš.
And I remember that my grandmother was holding me by the hand and she said to me, whatever is upon that hill, you will not go.
Ali nas šestero vidjela, za toliko smo brzo išli da nas niko nije mogao sustići.
But we six visionaries were drawn up the hillside so very quickly that no one could keep up with us.
I kako vam sada opisati tu Božju ljepotu, tu Božji mir, taj blagoslov kada smo došli k njoj.
And how can I describe to you that feeling of God's love, of God's peace when we came before Our Lady?
Dan danas moje oči ništa ljepše nisu vidjela od nje.
To this day my eyes have not seen anything more beautiful than she.
Jedna mlada osoba, 19-21 godina.
A young woman, about 19 or 20 years old.
Na sebi ima sivu haljinu, bijeli veo i krunu od zvijezda.
Wearing a gray gown, a white veil, and a crown of stars.
Ima divne, tople, nježne, plave oči i crnu kosu.
She has beautiful, gentle, warm blue eyes and dark hair.
I lepi na oblaku.
And she is floating on a cloud.
A taj unutrašnji osjećaj, tu Božju ljubav, taj mir, ja kažem jednostavno to riječima ne mogu dočarati.
And that feeling inside, that beautiful feeling of love and God's peace, I cannot find the words to describe this to you.
Taj moment sam znala da je to Majka Božja.
At that moment, I knew this was the Mother of God. And God granted me the grace that I could be the very first one to ask her something.
2 months prije toga moja mama umrla.
2 months before that time, my own mother had died.
Tada sam pitala goste moje, gdje je moja mama?
And so I asked her, Our Lady, where is my mother?
Ona mi se nasmiješla i rekla da je s njom.
And she smiled at me and said, she is with me.
I tada je pogledala svih nas šestero i rekla nam da se ničega ne bojimo, da će uvijek biti s njima.
And she looked at all six of us and said, do not be afraid of anything, I will always be with you.
Od prvog dana do dan danas je tako, jer da nije s nama sve ove godine ne bi mogli izdržati.
And from that very first day until today, it has been so, because without her, there is no way that we could endure everything we have.
Kada smo sutradan pošli, naši stari su nam savjetovali da ponesemo blagoslovenu vodu i soj, da poškopimo to što vidimo.
The next day, when we made our way back to the hillside, some of our parents had suggested that we take along some holy water and holy salt to sprinkle on what we were seeing. So when Our Lady appeared, Vitska sprinkled her with the holy water. And Vitska said to her, If you are of God, stay with us. If you are not of God, go away. And Our Lady smiled and said, I am the Queen of Peace.
I prva poruka je bila mir.
And her very first message was peace.
Molitva.
Prayer.
Obraćenje.
Conversion.
Post I pokora.
Fasting and penance.
Izvetanost.
And Holy Mass.
Od prvog dana do dan danas to su najvažnije poruke Međugorje.
From those first days until today, these are the most important messages from Međugorje.
U njima su nam pitanje I odgovori koje živimo.
And in these messages are all of our questions and all of our answers.
Gospoda nas je na početku pozvala da molimo svaki dan vjerovanje sedamoče naša za Mariju Slavonsku.
In the very beginning, Our Lady invited us to pray daily the Creed, seven Our Fathers, Hail Mary, and Glory Be.
I kroz sve ove godine Gospoda nas poziva da molimo svaki dan Sveti Trojici.
And through these years, Our Lady has invited us to pray all three rosaries every single day.
Da srijedom I petkom postimo kruh I vodu.
To fast on bread and water Wednesdays and Fridays.
Jer Gospa nam je rekla, molitvom I postom možemo I ratove I suza ustaviti.
Because Our Lady has told us that through prayer and fasting, even wars can be stopped.
Sve ono, samo trebamo vjeru, sve ono, daje nam snagu za život.
She gives us the strength for everything, we just need to believe.
Od 81. Do 85. Ja sam imala svaki dan kazanje.
From 1981 until 1985, I received daily apparitions of Our Lady.
I kroz te godine ona mi je pričala svoj životopis.
Through these years, she told me her life story.
Budućnost crkve I svijeta.
The future of our church and the future of the world.
I to sam sve zapisivala.
I wrote all of this down.
Kada mi ona kaže kad I kome da to dam, to ću dati.
And when Our Lady tells me when and to whom I will reveal this.
7. 85. To mi je bilo zadnje redovno ukazanje.
On the 7th of May, 1985, this was my final daily apparition.
I tada mi je Gospa dala 10. tajnu.
And on that day, Our Lady gave me my 10th secret message.
Nas troje imamo po 10, a troje ih ima po 9.
Three of us visionaries have 10 messages, while the other three have 9.
Jednu tajnu svi sestero znamo.
Of those messages, we know that only one of those that we know for sure is the same for all of us.
A druge tajne možda su iste, možda nisu, ja to ne znam.
The other messages may be the same, maybe they are not, I do not know.
I tada mi je Gospa rekla da je neće više vidjeti svaki dan.
On that day, Our Lady told me that I will no longer be seeing her every day.
Od 85. Do danas je vidim svaki 25.6.
Since 1985 until the present, I see her every June 25th.
I taj dan, zadnje redovno ukazanje, dala mi je ogroman, ogroman dar za mene.
On that day of my final daily apparition, Our Lady gave me a tremendous gift.
Za mene, a isto tako za čitavi svijet.
It is a tremendous gift for me as well as for the entire world.
A isto tako ako se vi ovdje pitate da li život nakon ovoga postoji.
If you here tonight might ask yourself, does life after death exist?
Evo ja stojim sada ovdje pred vama kao živi svijet, da vam mogu posvjedočiti da postoji.
I stand here tonight before you as a living witness that it does truly exist.
Bog mi je dao tu milost da sam mogla vidjeti mamu svoju.
God gave me the grace that I could see my own mother.
I kao što sada vidim vas tu.
I could see her in the way that I see you here right now.
Koja me je zagrla I rekla, sine, ponosna sam na te.
She embraced me and she said, my child, I am so proud of you.
A evo Gospa nas poziva I pokazuje nam put I govori nam, draga djeca, vratite se na put, mira obraćena, posta I pokora.
And Our Lady is here with us and she is calling us and inviting us to return on the path of peace, prayer, penance and fasting.
Od nas sestra svaki ima svoje poslanstvo.
Of us six visionaries, each one of us has a special mission given to us by Our Lady.
neko moli za svećenike.
Some of us pray for the priest.
Za bolesne.
For the sick.
Za mlade.
For the youth.
Za one koji nisu poznali ljubav Božiju.
Or for those who have not yet recognized the love of God.
A moja misija da molim za obitelji.
My mission is to pray for the families.
Gospod nas poziva da poštujemo sakramenat braka.
Our Lady is inviting us to respect the sacrament of marriage.
Da obnovimo obiteljsku molitvu.
To renew prayer in our families.
Da nedeljom idemo na misu.
To go to Holy Mass on Sunday.
Da nema izgovora da se ne može ići na misu.
And not to make excuses of why we cannot make it to Mass.
Jer ja kažem jednostavno sveta misa je centar našega kršćanskoga života.
Because Holy Mass is simply the center of our Christian lives.
Jer crkva nisu ovi zidovi, vi ste živa crkva.
A church is not made up of these four walls. You are the living church.
Nemojmo samo biti katolici i samo na papiru. Budimo jednostavno vjernici koji svjedočimo i katolici ljubav Božju.
Let us not just be Catholics on paper. Let us be living Catholics who witness God's love with our lives.
Gospod nas poziva da se mjesečno ispovjedamo.
Our Lady is calling us to monthly confession.
I najvažnije da u centru naše obitelji bude Biblija.
And it is most important that the center of our lives is the Bible, the center of our families.
Ja svaki dan molim za sve obitelji ovoga svijeta.
Every day I pray for all families of the world.
A isto tako ja vas molim da vi molite za naše obitelji.
And in this way, I ask all of you to pray for our families too.
I samo vam mogu reći kao što nam je Gospa rekla prvome susretu. Ničega se ne bojte, ona je tu s vama. I tako i vam ja govorim.
And I can only say to you, just like on those first days of Our Lady's apparitions, she told us, do not be afraid of anything. I am here with you. This is what I say to you also right now.
Isto tako vam želim zahvaliti što ste htjeli čuti Gospinu poruku.
And I would also like to thank all of you for wanting to hear Our Lady's message.
A još vam više hvala ako je želite ponijeti u svome srcu.
And I thank you even more if you are willing to take her message and carry it with you in your heart.
Svojim obiteljima.
Back to your families.
Svojim prijateljima.
Back to your friends.
Svojim crkvama.
To your churches, and be a witness with your life. And may the Queen of Peace be with you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Earlier, there are refreshments downstairs, but before we even think of that, how blessed are we? How blessed are we? And I hope that he's not going to be annoyed at me by saying this, but we're very, very grateful to Father Peter de Gansett for allowing us to have this magnificent night. Oh, yes. To celebrate Christ, to celebrate Our Lady, and one of our ambassadors here on earth. So thank you so very much for coming. All of you are invited downstairs for refreshments. God bless you. For those who don't know or need the elevator, there is an elevator downstairs out this door. You can take the elevator down. Thank you. I see you recorded it. I was wondering how I could get a copy of that.
Oh, they're in the back.
Copy of my talk?
Oh, no. No. Yes. Yes.
And remember, Tony, how we went over to St. Paul's in Babylon for that anniversary mass? Wasn't that a nice group of people?
Oh, they certainly were. And that was some anniversary mass.
And we have to thank the pastor over there, Father Clerken, for the title of the show, Medjugorje Experience.
Yep, we took that title from Father.
I don't think you mind. And we have several people who we interviewed who were touched by Medjugorje. So why don't we just give a listen and enjoy the Medjugorje Experience at St. Paul's in Old Brookville. Hey, Tony, believe it or not, here we are at St. Paul the Apostle celebrating the 30th anniversary of the Medjugorje Experience.
And what an experience it was. It was a beautiful mass.
When did you go?
Father Clerken.
Father Clerken did a wonderful job.
Al Barbarino. The only thing I wondered, though, how did Al Barbarino's get so high-pitched and halfway through the mass? Did you hear how high his voice was when he sang the Ave Maria?
He was inspired with the Holy Spirit.
Oh, that wasn't him singing when he... That wasn't him singing the Ave Maria?
That was Catherine.
Yeah. Oh, I thought his voice changed.
Did you ever know Anna Karras? Anastasia, she was a Greek also with Tekish Church.
No.
Anastasia.
No.
Okay.
So, Ann, let's hear about you.
Let's hear who you are first. Who are you first?
My name is Doris.
Doris?
Kimmel.
Okay, Doris. And we're asking people, since this is the anniversary of Medjugorje, what happened? How was Medjugorje for you?
It was wonderful. Have you been talking to Tekki?
No.
Good. Okay. It was a wonderful...
She doesn't talk to me.
Yeah, sure. It was a wonderful, wonderful experience. I went with Tekki and a group of other people.
Yeah.
And I guess I had some experiences there.
So tell us about those experiences.
So you may or may not want to talk about it. You talk about whatever you want. You felt God there.
I don't know if it was God. She talked to me.
Mary.
Miriam.
Yeah. Okay, Ed?
No, because I was up there with everybody up on Apparition Hill.
Yeah.
Technically, I was sightseeing. I'm Jewish.
That's even better.
Mary, yeah, I know. You know, and Tekki kept saying, you got to go, you got to go.
Mary was Jewish, too.
I know that.
Yeah.
Okay. And everybody, at work, we worked in the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
And she kept saying I had to go. And I finally cut short several months. I said, look, if God wants me to go, because they didn't have the money, he'll give me a transcript of a trial. Court reporters do the trial. Mm-hmm. So I happened to get a trial called Angel versus somebody. And I got a transcript, and I paid for the trip, and that's where I went. Because I was sightseeing. I mean, I'm Jewish. What was I going to do there? Especially in Yugoslavia. I don't even speak the language.
You're going to climb the mountains.
I climbed the mountains, yes. I had beautiful experiences.
Wonderful.
One time we had a girl in our group. I think she had multiple sclerosis.
Mm-hmm.
And I helped get her up to
the mountain. Oh.
The mountain with the crosses.
The big one.
The big one. I can't pronounce it.
The big one, yes.
Yes. And I helped get her up there. And it was interesting. I couldn't get her down.
Uh-oh.
Well, she had multiple sclerosis, and it's a very rocky climb. Yes.
And you couldn't put her on your back?
I told Tekki. Interesting. She found two young men, since they were American kids, helped get her down, and we could never find them again. Two angels. Never, ever found them again. So it was beautiful. When I was up there, and just looking and watching, and all of a sudden I could hear her talking to me. And she said she's so glad to see a Jewish person came to see her.
Isn't that great? Isn't that great?
Not many Jews even know about it.
That's right. That's wonderful.
You know, I you know.
And I saw you tear up as you remember that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And
that happened when you told me also I went to St. James with Billy.
Okay.
With Bill last a few weeks ago.
Okay.
And they had, I think, Father Tony, and they had a violinist and a pianist for Medjugorje.
Yes.
And it's interesting. It was a small white statue. And I didn't know it. I said, they brought that in from Medjugorje.
Yeah.
Sure enough, that was right.
Yeah. See?
And I went back, And again, she spoke to me, and she said to me, they're all alive and well.
Who?
I guess Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
God.
I'd say so.
Miriam, Mary, yeah. Whatever.
Yeah.
Did she say to you, did you ever meet my son?
No, that was all. I didn't get these
words. Isn't that wonderful?
Do that, you know.
Oh, God.
But thank you for being on and sharing that with us. That's wonderful.
Thank you.
We're going to get as many as we can tonight.
Okay. Go.
Even further.
But he wouldn't...
Go ahead.
You're going to get coffee.
How did it change your life?
I had absolutely no religious training, background of anything. And this verse brought me closer to God. I keep trying to get closer because when you've had a lifetime of being brought up in a belief, it's different than when you're first going to find out about it when you're 60
right.
or
mm-hmm.
50.
Mm-hmm.
So I do prayers every day, and I do prayers at night, and I thank God every day.
Wow.
It's changed my life quite a bit.
I'm so inspired and so impressed.
Yes, it's very interesting. I can never tell a Jew mm-hmm. because they get very nervous and upset. They
but,
do.
But your heart was open.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if my heart was open. I try to open it more. I want more. But when I saw Yvonne today on the TV, did you catch the...
Yes, 12 o'clock.
Did you catch...
I caught part
and when... Did you catch... Not just the rosary. I mean, afterwards, the close-up of Yvonne.
Mm-hmm.
And that face is still filled with the joy.
Yeah.
How many years is it now? Since 81, I think.
It's 30 years.
Still filled with the joy, and I recognize it.
I was to Medjugorje in 2004, and Mariana was still getting...
Yeah, they showed her.
Right. And when she walked in to pray, she had great big dark circles under her eyes. And I said, they had a video. I said, the woman is so worn out. And then there were birds flying around. Then all of a sudden, the birds landed and got quiet. And the video, Mariana's face just lit up. It was radiant. And she obviously was seeing the Blessed Mother. And then when it was all over, the circles came back and the birds started playing. Isn't that amazing?
It is amazing. It really
amazing
is.
Place, but
it certainly is.
Yeah. Well, like Techie says, maybe
now?
We'll go
yes,
back.
Okay.
Techie's going to make you go back?
I'm hoping.
Okay. Good.
Okay.
Thank you
we'll
so much.
Thank you.
That's a beautiful name.
Micheline, would you tell everybody who you are?
Well, I'm Micheline from Queens Village.
From where?
From Queens Village, New York.
You went to Medjugorje in...
I went to Medjugorje in 1998.
And what happened?
With a group.
What happened?
I had a very wonderful experience, as Father will put it.
Isn't that a great term, Medjugorje experience?
Yes.
I love that.
We're going to use that.
Yeah, absolutely.
We'll use it.
So what happened?
Well, while I was there also, the priests we were traveling with, they organized a trip to the next town over. You know the saints that
Blaise, Saint Blaise.
Saint Blaise. Mm-hmm. And I had a wonderful experience there. But going back to Medjugorje, it was going up to the hill.
The mountain.
To the apparition mountain.
Mm-hmm. The one with the Blessed Mother or the one with the cross?
Both of them.
Okay.
We climbed both of them.
Mm-hmm.
And it turned out that the rocks, you know, and as you go up there, the rocks, it was like doing penance.
Mm-hmm.
And when I arrived on top of it, I was able to hang a Haitian flag at the foot of the cross. Because
wonderful.
I was in prayer, as a symbol of prayer,
sure.
You know, for our country.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember that song that they used to sing during Mass in Medjugorje over at St. James, at the church there.
Yeah.
And it was during consecration, and they used to sing it. It says, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom.
That touched you, huh?
Yes, it's beautiful.
It's still doing it.
Yes, it does.
I can tell. We're rising up.
And she's a very good singer, John.
Yeah.
She sings very well.
She doesn't need lessons.
No, she doesn't need lessons like you.
In those days, we had Father Joso, so I was able to meet with Father Joso, who was taking care of the visionaries.
Yes.
And I believe one of the visionaries came in town for her birthday, because we had gone there around the month of March. And she came in for her birthday and to meet, to have an apparition session with Our Lady. I was expecting to see, to see something, to feel something, and it just went over me. I felt like I missed something. But yet, after I climbed the apparition hill and on top there, there was a great feeling, a sense of serenity, of peace that surrounded me once I was up there, once I arrived at the top.
And you saw the cross, the big cross.
At the foot of the cross, yes.
And you look down and see the beauty.
It's a beautiful sight.
God's creation.
It's a great sight. It's a great sight up there.
You know what really impressed me? And I'm a person who loves adoration. The chapel, the church was filled, so filled you couldn't get in to adore the Blessed Sacrament. And people were leaning with their hands up against the church to do adoration. It was just so beautiful. And then, if you walked around, there were confessions in every language. It was just so unbelievable.
Interesting that you should mention that, because I was gone for hours, and the people I was traveling with, they were looking for me. They couldn't find me because I stayed in the small adoration chapel, and I was just fine there with my Lord.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't need any food. I didn't need anybody else's company. I was just comfortable.
Once you soak yourself up with the blessings of Jesus, you're there.
Well, and it's what Father said in his sermon. Mary always brings people to Jesus. And that's really what she did. She did it for me. I'm sure she did it for you, Tony.
Everyone, yes.
And that was a great sense, a great presence of Our Lady tonight during Mass.
Oh, yes?
At Mass. It was a great, great presence.
I felt it, and I'm glad you felt it.
Yes. Especially after communion.
Okay.
It was wonderful.
Thank you so much for sharing your experience.
Thank you. Thank you.
And now...
Just tell us your name first.
Hunsi.
Hunsi, yes.
H-A-N-C-Y.
Right.
Richardson.
Okay.
Richardson.
And you went to Medjugorje?
I went to Medjugorje about, 5 years ago?
Oh, 5 years
ago. Five years ago.
You had a Medjugorje experience.
Right. My husband have a cardiac problem. So I was afraid for him to go to the mountain.
Yeah.
I bought 2 cans. One for him, one for me, to pick to get up there. He got upset and he said to me, I don't need any can, I'm going by myself. And I said, well, I said, Virgin Mary, he's in your hand. He took off. Every time he reached that little arbol tree, that a guayava, he wait for me. He's the one who give me a hand to get up there, because it was so hot, I was perspiring.
Yeah.
And I'm like that. I was working nights. So I did not sleep that day, and I just traveled. So when he reached up there, he reaches up there to the Virgin Mary. Everybody was... You could not find a spot to talk to the Virgin. But he said to me, he said, Hansi, I finished because the Virgin opened her eyes to me.
Oh,
he said that to me. I thought he was joking. So he said, I'm going down. So I said, well, and that, the way the mountain is, I'm not going to sleep with him. So let me to sleep down. So I said, you better go and forth. And I'm coming down. I just said that to him when a little pebbles went under my shoe, my tennis shoes. I nearly slipped.
Oh.
So I thought I was grabbing one of those guayava trees. But it was a thorn tree that I pick up.
Wow.
I hold on there. I start bleeding here. But the thing is, a lady, I don't know which one, because I was perspiring, I could not see, and I'm bleeding. She give me a piece of a paper, and I'm holding it like this. The pain that went to my heart, it's something that I don't want to experience in my life again.
Mm, wow.
I felt that my heart was just tearing.
Wow.
And I'm saying, I said, I am going to die because that taunting the plant, maybe it was poisonous. And I'm going like this. Oh, I'm going down the step. Oh, because I know I'm going to die because that pain was terrible. When I get at the foot of the hill, I got there by the stores. My husband was waiting for me and he said, what happened to you? I said, because I, he said, well, there was no bleeding. I did not see any bleeding.
Wow.
Not see nothing at all.
Wow.
A priest was there and he said, you know what? The Lord want to show you that a little one, a little thorn went to your hand. Look at the pain you had. To see that his head, he has the wreath on his head. Wow. And then see. So that's why every time I'm doing that mystery, when it comes to the... Okay. And I always text him because this is an experience that even if I can, I cannot describe it. The pain was terrible and I never find where I was bleeding.
Wow.
So gave you a little bit of an inkling on how Jesus suffered.
He suffered.
Has your life changed since Medjugorje?
You know, the thing is, I always work in a nursing home. I was the night coordinator, supervisor at Kingsburg Jewish. I have to leave because early retirement because of my feet. I told you that last time. But the thing is, for the people who are laying on the bed, I know I'm a nurse first. But sometimes they don't take care of the resident, and I have a lot of resentment against me. Because when I'm passing and I'm hearing that patients are calling, can I have some water, can I have some, that tears my heart. And then now I always get into trouble because I go where they have the break, and I said, could you kindly please come out?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I said, the urinal have to be empty and all those things. So, you know, I feel that I was doing something for the poor patient.
Actions.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Thank you so
much. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you for sharing that.
All right.
Yes.
Hey, everybody. We're here with Dolores and Al and Fino. This is the core of Queen of Peace. And it's been in operation for...
25 years, September.
25 years. And you know what we're doing, Tony and I, for the radio show? We're just asking people, what happened when you went to Medjugorje? Did it change your life?
The Medjugorje experience.
What was your Medjugorje experience? We're not going to let you talk, Al. Fino?
I love that guy.
Let Fino go.
No, I'm teasing. Al, go ahead. Tell us what.
Yeah, no, it doesn't matter.
All right, Fino. All right. Fino, first of all, tell us your first and last name so people know who you are.
Fino Giordano.
Okay, now you're accountable. You realize.
I realize. That's all right.
My
name is on many lists, including my pictures on the wall of the post office.
Fino, what happened to you in Medjugorje?
Well, 2 years after it started, I went again later with you, with Dolores. It started in 84. I was there in 86, early 86. And I bunked with a priest, a young priest. Actually, what resulted for me was the love of the Eucharist. Why? This priest, a young priest, left the Catholic Church.
Mm-hmm.
He wandered from one church after another, looking for one. He finally hit a good Protestant church, and it was crowded every Sunday, packed. And he said, Fino, as you know, these Protestant priests, they know their Bible. When they get up there and they fill the place up, he says, even my session, his hour, was filled. But he said, one Sunday, he had to get up and say, Pastor so-and-so will no longer be here. He left with so-and-so's wife. True story. Now, this happens in Catholic churches, too. Come on. But he said what changed his heart, the following Sunday, nobody showed up.
Uh-huh.
In a Catholic church, it's just as full the following Sunday. They came for the Eucharist.
That's right.
He says that's what hit him. The Eucharist finally meant something to him after that. That's the biggest lesson that I had in my first trip to Medjugorje, and I've had several, and I've witnessed many other things. But now we ask Al and Dolores.
But isn't that what Father said tonight?
Yes.
Mary brings people to Jesus.
And that's the Eucharist.
That's wonderful. Wonderful story. Thank you, Fino. Al, can we get you to tell us in 3 seconds?
Oh, come on. Oh, you know just what to say to
this that. Is Al Barbarino.
He's going to sing about theme song.
Sing, yes. Well, when I first went, was in August 15th of 85, I came back and I was on fire. I wanted to speak on the corners just like John the Baptist. I really, really mean it.
Okay.
Because it was so phenomenal to see exactly what, you know, I was encountered there. And not that I had gone there truly, that I received any great conversion, but it was really just a deepening of the faith. But one with true excitement that you just can't say, I go to church on Sunday and I feel good. I'm, you know, like,
the fire in the belly.
Yeah, the fire in the belly. And, you know, like, it was like really being lit with the gift of the Holy Spirit, you know, like, coming on us. And that's what Medjugorje was to me, to see so many people coming and truly experiencing the faith. And just as Fino said, you know, like, the great, 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 great focus is on the Eucharist. And in all honesty, even though I was there 5 times, and I really feel I'm due to go back, but that's not what Our Lady's saying. Our Lady is saying, go to my son Jesus. And Jesus is in our own backyard, right in our own parish church. And he's always there waiting for us. When Jesus says, I am with you always, so he's talking to you and me here in New York. He's talking to our friends in Florida, Nebraska, all over the world. So he's there for all of us. So, and where are we? Are we always with them? You know, and that's really it.
This Saturday's show, the theme is going to be evangelizing through music.
And praise God.
You certainly exemplify.
Thank you. It was a privilege tonight.
I want to ask you about the song that you sang about Medjugorje with the simple message. Did you say you wrote that song?
John, that's really amazing. I had written that the very 2 days after I came back from Medjugorje in 85. And I have never written a song in my life. And I haven't written one after that either. But within 20 minutes, I got those words to rhyme. I could never get words to rhyme. Mm-hmm. But the reason why I was able to do it truly was because I was really probably so
inspired
beyond what I thought I was. And because Our Lady's message is so simple. And the words of the hymn is so simple.
Can you sing it a cappella?
Yeah.
I know, I'm sorry, but
No. Jesus sent his mother to this holy land to reconcile with our brother through peace, love, and prayer. Jesus, I believe this, just as though I see, I will love you always and place my trust in thee. There are 2 other verses, and it's on the Let Go, Let God album.
Okay.
The last album that Palmer Pascal produced. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of significance with this. And let me add this too, John, very important to say. I always felt that song was not so worthy. And even though I wrote it in 85, it was just released on the last CD 2 years ago. So it's
and
amazing.
And you sing it so well. You really sing it beautifully.
Yeah, well, I just... Well, thanks so much.
Heart,
I really appreciate it. Yeah, I really
have the
feel
Holy
that.
Spirit in your heart.
Oh, we all do, my brother.
Thank you, Al.
Dolores, thanks so much.
Thank
you.
Look at it, guys.
Got to get
the
Lord.
Keep up your great work.
And we love you.
We love you.
Regardless of what's said, we love you.
And I love doing that teasing.
And I love all of you. And our dear darling sister, Dolores.
Dolores, why don't you tell everybody who you are and maybe a little bit about what happened to you in Medjugorje?
My name is Dolores Santangelo, and my first trip to Medjugorje was in 1988. And I was going through a bad time in my life. My husband had left my children and I. The girls were 6 and 3 at the time. And I would go to church every day and just cry in front of the statue of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And I had such pain in my heart. And I would, you know, take the children to school and back. And my I was a nurse, and I was working as a nurse at the time. And I just engulfed myself in work and in prayer. And I heard that there was a pilgrimage going to Medjugorje. And something inside me said I had to go. And I came home and I told my parents that they had to watch the girls, that I was going to Croatia. And my parents became very upset, telling me, how could you go to a communist country? You may not ever come home. And I said, the Blessed Mother is appearing there. I have to go. And when I went in 1988, I had such pain and sorrow inside my soul. And when I arrived in the village of Medjugorje and took one look at the church of St. James, all the pain inside my heart was completely gone. And I remember telling God, now what am I going to do for the next 5 days? I came because I needed to be healed, and you healed me without the minute I got here. And when I had gone to Medjugorje, I was from St. Benedict Joseph Lare Parish at the time. All the people in the parish had given me petitions to pray for them. And I had gone on the smaller mountain of the two mountains in Medjugorje, and we took each petition and we prayed for each person, and we prayed for hours upon hours for each and every person. So Medjugorje truly changed my life. Even though I was always devoted to God and to the Blessed Mother, it just put that fire inside of me. And when I returned from Medjugorje, one of the priests who are now deceased, Father Sal Dana, had asked me to give talks on Medjugorje. And I went from the Brooklyn Queens Diocese to the Rockville Center Diocese, and I've given over 150 talks on Medjugorje, just trying to get people to have a relationship with God and our Holy Mother.
Wow, what a story.
You're a saint in the making.
Not really.
I always call you saint.
But thank you so much for sharing that. What a wonderful story. And how inspirational for the people who will hear this on the radio.
Thank you very much,
God
John.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Well, we hope you all enjoyed the Medjugorje experience. We're going to close with Al Barbarino singing the Magnificat. And, Tony, wasn't this different and yet special?
Absolutely, and we hope you're all going to join us again next week. And this Medjugorje experience was such a wonderful event that we're going to do this again, John.
Yeah, we'll find. We like to vary our show, and we hope you enjoyed it. Bye now.
Come back, you hear?
Has looked with
with mercy on my loneliness, and my name will be forever exalted. Mercy will reach from age to age, and holy, holy, holy is His name. Lifted.